AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you, April 1st, 2019. Matt, Brett here today. Brett, if we do get anything, Mandan, there was a story out of Mandan, North Dakota that was a little concerning. Police responding to a business, reports of multiple fatalities, but that was this morning, and we haven't heard anything since then about that. If anything does break during the show, by all means, let me know, all right?
Yeah, still nothing. It's been a long time. It's kind of strange how there's been no news on that.
No news, no idea what's happened, you know, whether it's a gas leak, if it was, you know, a shooting, we don't know. And so we don't know how many victims. They're saying the business employs 22, but it's not quite sure when these fatalities happened. And it sounds like they were actually asking the neighbors, neighboring businesses who had security footage, if they could basically hand that over. And so we have yet to see whether or not that if there is anything there. So we, you know, obviously this is a serious story out of Mandan, North Dakota. We hopefully will have something on that before too much longer. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I want to clarify a few things about the Fox News appearance I made yesterday on America's Newsroom with chin McHair guy. I'm not sure. First of all, if you want the epitome of what it's like to go on there. Okay, I can't see them. I'm over at Fox 9 here in town. That's their local affiliate, so I'll go and I do it on their camera there. I'm at Fox 9. I'm staring into a blank camera, so I have no idea what's going on. There's no way to relay it back here. I am listening to the interaction over a phone line on an earpiece, okay?
Oh, they still have that going on?
It was better this time than it was last time. But it was still, you know, pretty there. So the guy gets on, and what this is it's their talk radio roundtable. And they find a conservative guy, and they find a liberal guy. And my guess is that they have a bevy of conservative guys. The guy that get on the air, you know, the host, all of a sudden just starts chuckling it up. As, I love your jokes about these guys on the left. You're always so funny. Ha, ha, ha. And just, you know, kind of, you know, off the air. We're not on the air. And he's doing this, you know, the guy says a joke. I didn't even hear the punchline, but it wasn't that good even. I've tried to think of what the final word could have been that would set the guy laughing. But, you know, it just, like I said, Fox News neutrality, laughing it up at this. And, you know, talking about, you know, that I didn't have a tie on because it's a Sunday. You want me, I'm not going to put a tie on. I've decided that's just you. You're getting too much from me. You're just getting buttons on a shirt. Okay, so I go over there. I sit down. The topic's going to be Biden. Now I want to be very clear about something. I have personally no doubt that Biden did what he probably is being accused of doing. It's Joe freaking Biden. This guy he has a really bad habit of touching women in a way which would be more similar to a father putting his hand on the shoulders of his daughter and giving her a kiss on the back of the head, which is fine, kind of sweet. If it's a dad to their daughter, here you go, proud of you, off you go. It's not when it's a colleague. It's not kind of sweet. It's creepy, and you don't want to do that. But that's Biden. And Biden, I don't even think Biden knows what he's doing. Henceforth, the insanely hilarious headlines featuring Joe Biden over the 8 years of the Obama administration in The Onion, which were pure classic. I mean, my God, they were the, you know, the best headlines. Joe teaches you, you know, new flyer up on White House, you know, bulletin board. It's Biden trying to teach guitar lessons to someone in the White House.
Barry's got to bail him out of jail again.
Barry's got to bail him out of jail. He sets up the smoke machine for the State of the Union. He's out. He decides to put a coat of polish on his Trans Am out in the White House front yard, and in a muscle tee, because he's got to let the guns out for some sun.
Remember when he was hitchhiking to the DNC in 2012?
It was so well done. So I don't really have any doubt that he did it. But he's always done this. I don't think this is going to waver anyone's opinion of the guy. It's Biden. He still will probably be the front runner. He's probably not going to get that bad. It doesn't help that there are numerous pictures of, is it Flores? The woman who's accused him of this?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
There's numerous pictures of her trying to get selfies with him with her hands on his shoulders, which is also not good. But I took the mentality of this and I completely deflated them. They were so wanting me to, it's harmless contact, but they did set themselves up, and I did get the shot in at the end, where I pointed out any person, there's nothing more hypocritical than anyone who supports Mr. Trump all of a sudden being outraged by questions of conduct of towards women by a political candidate, and to which they immediately cut off my mic and went to break after that. But it's the truth. If you haven't been had a problem with Trump, and if you at any point said when he did his grab him by the blank line on the bus and you defended it as locker room talk, you don't have any ability to criticize Joe Biden. And you don't. You can say, well, yes, I do. No, you don't. No. Anything you say, unless you can show me your criticism of Trump and his bad behavior. How many allegations of sexual misconduct does he have against him? We know he paid off a porn star. We know he had her roll up a copy of Forbes magazine and spank him with it, for God's sakes. We know this for a fact. We know he paid off Stormy Daniels. And the McDonald woman as well. He used the National Enquirer to shut her up as well. We know this. We know this. And if at no point were you ever bothered by any of that behavior, you forfeited the right to be outraged, because your outrage is bipolar. I was bothered by Trump. I am bothered by Biden. Henceforth, I'm not a massive freaking hypocrite. And so, if you're a Biden fan, and I like Joe Biden, I do. It's just, he's got to stop this stuff, man. Every woman is not his daughter to talk down to. And as my wife sort of said, she goes, it's just demeaning to walk into a business or walk into a place of employment. It's just demeaning to walk into a place like that and all of a sudden have Biden, putting his hands on you and, kind of, hey, nice job there, little girl. Come on. What are you doing? Stop it. And I'm not saying it was sexual. I'm not. It just was creepy. So, but note, once again, note to them, I struck back at them, all of a sudden that interview had to end. All of a sudden, we got to go. I don't even know who the guy was. He was from Georgia, I think it was. He's a regular. I guess I've been on there now twice, so.
Hey, you're a regular, too.
I guess that does. My bet is I'll be showing up more often than the Republicans, because there's a ton of Republican talk show hosts they can kind of pull in at any point. I don't know how many left-wing guys. And it's like Fugelsang says, he won't do it this way, where you can't see the camera. That John Fugelsang will not do the blind cut-in, where you can't see them, you're only listening to them on a phone line. He refuses to do that. So, if I'm willing to do it, I guess I'm going to be, it's going to be one of those things where I'll be, Yeah, I'll be showing up more often than I like here. So 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It is April Fool's Day. I will say that I do find it interesting. First of all, okay, here's your April Fool's joke, all right? Get the phone number to the Minnesota Zoo, all right? You ready for this?
Oh, I think I know which one you're going to go with.
Just put down urgent call, put down the phone number, say, talk to Mr. Beaver. And just call this, they call this, I got an urgent call from Mr. Beaver. It's the Minnesota Zoo, sir. Mr. Beaver can't talk to you right now. There you go. I did do a April Fool's Day joke years ago on a radio station where I was the midday host and they had me fill in on the morning show. Funny story, I never stopped doing the morning show after that. That was ugly. They basically said, we're going to have matches do it from here on out. All right, thanks. All right, so my bad. I felt bad about that. But I will say this banned bill committee, Senate Committee on Banned Bills and Senate Republicans Obstructionism. If you didn't know, Matt Little, the senator, put forward a committee on bills the Republicans are refusing to even listen to. Even today, Paul Gazelka, the Sheinbox Jr., as I like to refer to him now, Sheinbox Jr. up in the Senate, he basically he's trying to say, if these gun bills are so important, then vote on the House floor and send them to us. And we promise a committee hearing. Yeah, they promised to bury them in Senate committees. So the Democrats are going to put them as part of a larger health and safety bill to try to get them passed because the Senate Republicans are refusing to even, give them the light of day. There was no companion bills. This is all just a bunch of, dog and pony show by Gazelka because there is no even companion bills in the Senate. So he was trying to basically kill those bills by getting the House to separate them out, vote on them, and then bury them in Senate committee so they couldn't be brought back up again. They decided that the House basically decided to put them in a large safety bill. But Matt Little went out today and had a committee hearing. Ken Martin chimed in. I applaud Senate DFLers for continuing to call the attention of the bill Senate Republicans refuse to hear. As the only divided legislature in the country, the eyes of the nation are on Minnesota. In this time of extreme partisanship and polarization, we have a tremendous opportunity to set an example for the rest of America and prove our parties can work together for the common good. Unfortunately, Senate Republicans seem determined to let this opportunity pass us by. Time after time this session, Senate Republicans have refused to consider bills that are important to Minnesotans, whether it's creating an emergency insulin fund, enacting paid family and medical leave, ending gender equality of the state constitution. They've proclaimed the policies and priorities that Governor Walz campaigned on and Minnesota's voted for dead on arrival. This is all Paul Gazelka saying no, 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 no. And so I don't really have any problem with them do the dog and pony show on this committee to obstructionists, the Senate Committee on Banned Bills. But the reality is this is, just make sure that when election time comes, it's because the Republicans are refusing to do anything. The Republicans are refusing to do a damn thing. Jeff is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Jeff. Thanks for holding. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt, and good day to you.
Yep.
I just wanted to make a brief comment. I actually met Joe Biden back when he was the vice president. When he visited the South High School football team, he just made a quick stop, and I thought that was quite very nice of him to do that. But I had an opportunity to talk to him a little bit, and I think he's a great man of character, and he's very sincere, for the middle class. I believe he is progressive in his views. And I told him my story, my journey with my late wife and going through cancer with her. And, he put his arm around me just as a father would and said, I've had cancer touch my life too. And it was quite touching. I think he's just an affectionate guy. I don't know, the specifics with this lady who's making the accusations, but, personally, I agree with you. We can put a president that pays off porn stars and a Supreme Court judge that's an accused rapist on, and nobody seems to care.
Well,
I think Joe Biden's a great guy.
And once again, Jeff, this is, you want to know the reason why I go on Fox News? Am I going to change anyone's opinion? Well, one is, the thought that actually Trump might actually see me. That, I swear to God, has crossed my mind more than once and said, the president of the United States might actually see me out here, and there might be a tweet as, who the heck is this guy? Love that. Now, the reality is this. It's always easier to punch the guy sitting right next to you than to go up and challenge the guy across the hall who's actually doing more damage to you. I've seen it before. My God, do I get ripped apart harsher by liberals. I've always been ripped apart far harsher by liberals because it's easier to punch me than it is to go after the other side. I don't have any problem calling what Joe Biden does. And I think what he just said is exactly right. I think Biden just doesn't understand the boundaries of what's acceptable. I just don't think he does. I think that he thinks that, you know, everyone's his child, like it's Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and he's Richard Dreyfuss, and all the little aliens are running around him, and he's, hello there, my children, hello. That's what I mean, seriously, that's what I think Biden kind of thinks sometimes. Is it inappropriate? Yeah, you shouldn't be going up there and putting your hands on a colleague's shoulders and giving him a kiss on the back of the head. You shouldn't. But I don't think it's malicious. But I do know some people who, this is the hill I'm going to die on. And I mean, it's fine. If that's really what it is, if this is it, that's fine. But it's easier for you to punch Joe Biden than it is to go on out there and challenge the third of this country who thinks that grab them by the blank is an acceptable way to refer to any woman. And they'll defend it. And not only defend it, they'll make up their own shirt saying, grab me by the blank. And you're like, you guys are crazy. And yeah, you're right. Did I convince anyone to change parties yesterday when I went on Fox News? Of course not. But I'm not going to sit back and just allow these people to go unchallenged. And if I get, a 3-minute window on Fox News to go after a few conservatives, damn right I'm going to go do it. So if Biden really is the straw that breaks your camel's back and you basically, this is it, I have had it, this is going to be it, fine. More power to you. That's your choice, your decision. But I would say that, you know, while not condoning his behavior, trust me, there are far larger issues in this country than that. And if it's convenient for you because the world is spinning so freaking out of control so fast, if it's easier for you to just look to your right and see Joe Biden and say, you know what, I'm just going to get mad at you because it's just easier, I can grasp it. That's your prerogative. For me, I'm keeping my eye on the larger prizes here. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Most of us try to be careful about how we eat and the safety of our food. At Total Dog Company, we believe in giving our dogs nutritious, safe food, too. We offer a variety of kibble, canned and frozen and dehydrated raw foods. We study ingredient lists of every food we sell, and we don't sell products that are primarily vegetable protein or that contain generic proteins, byproducts, fillers, or artificial preservatives. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming, diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
return to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I'm going to spend the next few minutes just rehashing two issues which I have been regular issues here, and I have no problem bringing them up as we have kind of stories that present the need to bring them up. But I want to make sure that, you know, these are kind of rehashes of things I've said in the past. So I'm not going to really cross any new territory here. I'll tell you what. Let me get first. Let's get Vern from White Bear Lake on. He wanted to chime in on Biden. Let's get Vern in before we have to get into that. Welcome in, Vern.
Well, hi, Matt.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for all you do. I fully appreciate it. I feel like a blood brother, not just being a veteran, but everything that you are against, I'm against, and I am a fighter to the end here.
Thank you.
I wanted to say, as far as Biden, you know, the thing is with Biden, this recent revelation about this, putting his arm on the on that woman's shoulders and this or whatever the allegation is. Before that, you know, I have to say, Biden was the head of the committee in the Anita Hill hearings with Clarence Thomas. And he was the head of that committee. And he's the one that could have turned this thing around and not had this Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court since then, and this and the what happened to Anita Hill. So I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that disqualifies him right there. Mm-hmm. And so the rest of this is well, he's too friendly, and I don't think he knows the boundaries. And but I think the other part of it, you know, he had his chance and he didn't do it. And I just don't think that he's the guy that we want at the helm. And we need some of these, Cortez from New York. We need somebody that just a few years ago was waiting tables and living on tips. You know, that's what we need, is people from the working class.
A perspective like that. So. You know, and Vern, first of all, thank you very much. I appreciate the nice words. Here's what I'll say. You know, first of all, I believe Biden has yet to declare he's running. So you know, it's, will he do so? My guess is he's going to. But at the same time, from my perspective, I'm never going to tell you who to vote for, although Tulsi Gabbard's not high on my list. I'm going to just be honest with you. Nor is Kristen Gillibrand. But I will say, this is very different than 2016 in that you only really had two candidates in 2016. I mean, you can go with the guy from Maryland, the governor out there, but he was never really in it in the first place. This time around, you have a vibrant, youthful demographic, and definitely some of the better candidates are some of these newer names. I'm not going to say who. I'm just going to say there is a robust field. And I just think, to a point, and this is not just Biden, but I also think to a point Bernie Sanders, I think they look antiquated because they just were in, you know, Biden was bandied about. He was the vice president for 8 years. He was bandied about a lot in 2016, and he didn't run. But, of course, Bernie Sanders ran, but he was a candidate in 2016. I it's going to be interesting once these lists narrow down. Once we get down to four or five candidates, how the appeal factor is going to go from there. I will say that I've liked Joe Biden. I thought he was possibly one of the best choices I've ever seen in the history of this country for vice president. I think he understood things. His record's not clean. I've begged to find a candidate whose record is clean. But the Anita Hill hearings were, there are some things that he's responsible for there. What I'll say is this, is nominate yourself, put yourself in the hat in the ring, tell us why we should vote for you, and let's go on. At the end of the day, I got to tell you the truth. I highly doubt Tulsi Gabbard's going to win the Democratic nomination, but even if Tulsi Gabbard does win it, I'll vote for Tulsi over I'll vote for Donald Trump. But I think there's no chance in the world after her let's bygone be bygone stuff. My God, did you listen to the Adam Schiff speech from Friday, for goodness sakes? Bygones be bygones? My God, no. I think that, there definitely is an interesting cornucopia of choices this time around, and it's not just two. And so we'll have to see what we get. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. We'll take a break. Come on back. I'll rehash those issues when I do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. March is Auto Show Month at Rudy Luther. This means throughout the month, they'll have great auto show deals on all new Toyotas. My first Toyota love was the RAV4, and it's completely redesigned for 2019, and the new RAV4 Hybrid will be here soon. Remember, buy a new Toyota and get a $250 gift card, trade in a vehicle on a new Toyota, and get another $250 gift card. That means a total of $500 in savings. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley, and online at rudyluthertoyota.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP. Or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Indeed, Hazel's Northeast, East Local Minnesota.com restaurant of the week. Fantastic breakfast up there. It really is. 29th and Johnson, Northeast Minneapolis. Great location. Stop on in, enjoy it. Eat Local Minnesota.com restaurant of the week, Hazel's Northeast. I also did want to make sure I mentioned Todd Colet is sponsoring AM 950 this week. Todd's got an interesting story here. Midway through the recording of their latest album, the bass player Michael Carvel had a cardiac arrest. He had no pulse for 30 minutes. Medical team had to break several ribs to get his heart restarted. The album is a concept album out last year of one's life. There is even a song called Don't Turn the Lights Out. Michael's lights were literally out. He made it through the rehab, finished the album, including the song, and hoping to release the album coming up in May. Hopefully it will come on out. Don't Turn the Lights Out is going to be the song. I'll have a link to that a little bit later on. And by the way, Michael used to be a regular bassist for Lamont Cranston back in the day. Now he performs with Miss Meyer and the Moonshiners, and they're back in the Twin Cities. So all my best to Michael. And once again, how about that for a need for healthcare systems out there? We'll get that song posted out there. If you'd like to sponsor AM 950, you're more than welcome to do so. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885. That's the office line. Give a call. Find out how you can sponsor AM 950. The Tulsi Gabbard contingency chiming in. Pat's in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Pat.
Hi. I don't think that her remarks disqualify her as a good candidate, even if she does disagree with Schiff. And the Congress is going to keep digging with their investigation committees anyway, so it's kind of moot. Even if there is a little disagreement there, so what? She's still a good candidate.
A little disagreement? Okay. Pat, I will say this. Fine. I'll encourage people, go look at Tulsi Gabbard and see if that is a candidate you want to support. Me personally, I ain't going to support her. I'm not voting for the Democratic ticket. If she somehow manages to come out on top, I'll vote for her over Trump. But she's said too many things, man. You brought up Syria, the GLBTQ thing, right?
Yeah, she would have been my sleeper candidate ahead of the cycle, but she's just had a very rough go of it since she's launched the campaign.
She embraced Trump right at the beginning, under the idea of, I think trying to find this middle ground. And the reality is it's like Stein says, primaries are sprints to the extreme. The general election's a sprint back to the middle. Although the right has basically said, no, we're not going to let you run back to the middle.
They're taking a rocket ship to the right.
But for the Democrats, it is. You do not want to start your campaign by talking about how us liberals have not been working enough with the right. No. I'm getting tired of getting sand kicked in our faces for as many years as we've had. I really do feel as if it's a case where, if that's your starting point, I'm not really that interested. And that's just me personally, but by all means, go visit the Tulsi Gabbard website. And there are fans of hers. I'm not going to deny it. There are DFLers, Democrats here in the state of Minnesota, who are big fans. More power to you. That's your right. For my choice, no. 952-946, and that's about as harsh as you're ever going to hear me ever get. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So, two rehashes for you. First of all, we are getting ready to host, a Final Four here at the Metrodome, or U.S. Bank Stadium.
Final, how many teams as well?
Four teams. Let's see, Michigan State, Virginia, Texas Tech, and Auburn. And it's good because I think Texas Tech and Auburn, this is going to be their first trip. Either one of them has made it to the Final Four, so we should expect a pretty good crowd from them. Mm-hmm. Virginia hasn't been here for a long time. Michigan State's been here pretty regularly. That game between Michigan State and Duke yesterday, that was a humdinger. That was a beaut.
Glad we're not getting the Duke and North Carolina and Kentucky fans out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, heaven forbid they all show up. I think it's going to be fun. We have curtains on the great U.S. Bank Stadium, which is supposed to be was designed to give us great views of downtown, but now we have curtains all over the damn thing.
And they cost several million dollars, too.
A few, like tens of millions of dollars, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah. I'm bringing this up because I heard last week one of the politicians, Republican, who was in office during the approval process of this, patting themselves on the back like, didn't we do a great job? Now, I've said this before, I'll say this again. If your goal with building a stadium is to instigate a similar amount of spending in the community that went into the stadium. So say we have a $300 million twin stadium. Considering there's 82 games a year, 81 games a year there, it's actually fairly feasible that we will actually, within local businesses, generate, and in tax revenue, generate enough money eventually to cover the cost of that stadium. It is very reasonable. Allianz Stadium, the new Minnesota United Stadium, they did that thing on the cheap. It was like $80 million, $90 million. They should be able to pull that off eventually to where they instigate enough spending on local businesses and through tax revenue to validate that. We're never going to make money back on U.S. Bank Stadium. I don't care how many big events you're going to be putting there. The problem comes in is that the volume of money that you are requiring to pull back out of it is so astronomical. And once again, let's just get past the building itself. The street improvements, sewer improvements, curtains, parks, roads we had to redirect. All these things we had to redo. There's at least $2 billion tied up in this thing. There is no way in hell. You're not getting that back. Player salaries, most players don't reside in the state of Minnesota, so their salaries are not taxed here. You're not, and when you go buy, and I'll just, when you go spend money at a Holiday Inn, that money is not staying local. And no, there isn't a, well, the people who work there got paid. They got paid a bare wage, you know, just the bare minimum. They got paid a very weak wage, which most of that is going to rent or to insurance. It's not going for the extras in life. What you need to do is encourage spending at local bars, not an Applebee's, but the local mom and pop shop. That not at a chain hotel, but at a bed and breakfast that's local. And there's just no way in the planet you're going to be able to pull that off. It just is not going to happen. And does that mean that there might be some businesses in the Skyway that might get a little bit of extra love? Sure. Absolutely. But considering they're going to block off all these streets downtown, you got concerts at the Armory and everything down there, they try to keep as many people as close as possible, with the only exception being the Mall of America, which once again, nice, brings people into town, but most of that money goes back to wherever the chain restaurant or chain store is from. You're not going to pull that money back out of that. And what my problem comes down to is this. I have never been a person who just says spend, spend, spend. I think that the government has a job that when there's a failure within the system and the private sector is not doing their job and charitable groups, churches can't pull up the slack, then the government should step in and help out. Insulin. The private sector is not going to make insulin cheaper. They're basically using diabetes to pay for their resorts, pay for their jet skis, pay for their ski chalets. That's what they're doing. And there's no way in the planet that the charitable side of this country can basically offset those costs. So the federal government should step in and look at maybe price regulating down insulin so that we can save people who have diabetes from dying, for God's sakes. If you are one of these people who ever sat there and said, you're wasting my taxpayer money on a school, or you're wasting my taxpayer money on clean water, or you're wasting my taxpayer money on health care, but then all of a sudden said, we got to spend all this money because I need a football team. If you're one of those people, you're a hack. You're an absolute hack. It's selfishness. It's personal selfishness, greed. That's all it is. As long as your world is fulfilled, you can say, screw the rest of us. I can buy some stadiums. I think the Twin Stadium, actually, it's borderline for me, but I think at the end of the day, it makes sense. I think you're going to make the money back on that stadium. Allianz Field, I think you're going to make your money back on that. XL Energy Center, for God's sakes, maybe you should try to get a winning freaking team. Dear God. That's pathetic. A university? Well, if they're a Division I team, they need a Division I field. And I think we can go back and forth on whether they should have ever moved to the Metrodome in the first place, but that's a moot point. But we paid a ton of money for a team that plays 10 games a year in that stadium, and most of these other cush events, we're not going to see much money out of them. At the end of the day, these things are a wash. They're an absolute wash, and we lose money on them. And I, you know, if I could have a dollar for every person who screamed this stadium was worth it, who at the same time would scream about, you're wasting my money on schools, no, or roads, or clean water. Hypocrites, and that's all it is. I'm not going to change my tune just because we got a big shiny event in town. I didn't change my tune when I was with the Super Bowl. I'm not going to change my tune when we got this. Is it nice to have? Yeah, fine. It's a little jewel in the crown, but at the same time, that's a lot of money. It's not like the king and queen came with their own jewels. No, we polished that one up for them. And it still does not rest well with me. The other story I want to rehash is the Mohamed Nour story, his trial beginning on Justine Dumont, the shooting of Justine Dumont. There is a very legit chance Mohamed Nour could be found innocent. There's a very legit chance. Jamar Clark was on the street, and two cops decided to do the San Diego maneuver on him and insisted. The only two people that said that his hand was on a gun were the two cops who basically shot him, who needed the justification for the shooting. And funny, I don't remember there being, even though his hand was bleeding, much DNA on the gun, the butt of the gun. We'll never know. Because the Yanez shooting of Philando Castile, panicked cop blindly shoots into a car, almost shoots a kid after the driver says, I have a gun, I have a legal carrying concealed gun on me. He panicked and started firing wildly into the car. Heck. In that case, the prosecutor allowed a woman who owned a gas station which had contracts to fill up police cars to be on the freaking jury. Don't tell me that there was a real serious, you know, attempt to try to find, you know, justice in that case. There wasn't. And here we have Mohamed Nour. Just woman comes up to the car, he shoots and kills a woman who called the police. Middle-aged, blonde, suburban, Australian woman. And there's a very legit chance, because conservatives have written these laws for police in such amazingly bad fashion. I'm not joking. I've said this before. I will say this again. A cop could be off duty, drunk as a skunk in a bar, screaming about how I'm going to go home and get a gun and shoot that guy. They could then leave the bar, go home, get said gun, drive back to the bar, come in the bar, have the gun out, aim it at the guy and say, I'm going to shoot that guy. And as long as all the officer at that point has to do was say, I was just kidding, but then I saw their hand go down to their pocket and I got scared and so I shot him in the face. There's a legit chance that cop will walk free. There's a very legit chance that police officer will never see the inside of a cell, ever, and get their job back. Because Republicans have made an asinine deduction that no police officer ever has done anything ever bad or has bad intent in their hearts. And those two things are absolutely insane to write laws on. Absolute insanity. But yet, that's the law. And I've said this, if you want to murder someone, if you want to murder someone, go become a police officer. Because once you get that badge, you pretty much can murder someone and you'll never go to jail. Thanks to the Republican Party of Minnesota, who have basically said that you can be drunk and in a bar and say with all intent, I'm going to kill this guy. And all you have to do is before you pull the trigger, pretend you were scared. I was scared, because that's all you have to say. Thanks to the Republican Party of Minnesota. There's a very good chance Muhammad Noor is not going to ever go to jail. And that is the real crime. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Warner Stellion is Weber Grill headquarters. Choose from Weber's 2019 lineup of gas and charcoal grills, including select Genesis models featuring the incredible iGrill thermometer to monitor the temperature of your food from your phone. Buy your new Weber Grill at Warner Stellion's guaranteed lowest price and get trusted free assembly, free delivery, and free haul away. Weber, USA's top selling grills, are on sale this weekend during Warner Stellion's Grill Expo.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. Let me tell you about the best parts of buying a vehicle with Rudy Luther. First, their staff is wonderful, friendly, and always ready to help. Another is the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
April showers bring May flowers, but who knows what else April weather will bring. Fortunately, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has you covered. Standard's triple savings sale saves you up to $2,300 when you install a new furnace and AC before April 30th. So, find out more about Standard's triple savings sale and how you can save up to $2,300 today at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. By the way, fish fry last Friday with St. Gabe's in Hopkins. I might have to head down to St. Patrick's here. I love when I get the mail. St. Patrick's, this is on Church of Cedar Lake, 9 miles south of Prior Lake on 13. Friday, the 5th, from 5 to 8 p.m., fried or baked cod, French fries, au gratin potatoes, coleslaw, beans, rolls, mac and cheese, desserts, bars. They got bars. Oh, gosh. You know, if you go to a church and you get a bar, those are going to be delicious. Beverages as well. Good price, too. St. Patrick's, they're in the running. I might go to St. Patrick's. I got to get to St. Albert the Great. So, and I know they're doing the next three weeks. I think they even do Good Friday. So, I might go down to St. Patrick's of Cedar Lake this week. I got to make sure I say St. Patrick's of Cedar Lake. There's more than one St. Patrick's around here. St. Patrick's Church of Cedar Lake, 9 miles south of Prior Lake on Highway 13. So stop on by there. That's Friday Fish Fry. I might have to do this Friday and then St. Albert the Great next week. And then maybe I'll pass on Good Friday.
Yeah, you're running out of time.
I'm running out of options. I am running out of options. Good news today. My God. Minnesota Senate voted overwhelmingly Monday to increase fees sharply to makers of addictive prescription drugs in order to raise $20 million to combat the opioid epidemic. And a bipartisan 69-5 vote came 2 weeks after the State House passed a similar measure, setting up negotiations to work out differences in the two bills before sending a final compromise to Governor Tim Walz, who said he will sign the final bill into law. Senator Eaton of Brooklyn Park, I want to give congratulations to her. Her daughter died of a drug overdose. This was a big push for her. Congratulations on getting this passed. House File 400, I'm glad that's out of there. And we are doing something. For God's sakes, we need to be doing something here. It raises the annual licensing fee for opiate manufacturers that sell their products in the state from $235,000 to $55,000. Wholesalers and drug companies would pay $5,000 a year. Companies that sell or distribute 2 million or more units of opiates would pay an additional $250,000 a year. The money would pay for comprehensive statewide response to opiate addiction. A record 422 Minnesotans died of opiate overdoses in 2017. It's a good bill, and I'm glad it's there. Five, though. I saw Kiffmeyer was one of them. Osmek, the orc, too. He was one of them, too. Seriously, what does it take for you guys to vote for a bill? Mary Kiffmeyer might be the most bitter, angry politician I've seen in a long time. She's a spice drop, man.
Well, wouldn't you be mad if you couldn't go to those Alec junkets anymore?
Oh, the Alec junkets. Oh, my God, Brad, you bring those up. They're so delightful. Oh, they had this one. It was out by the Luge course in Austria. It was fantastic. You got to watch the Lugers come down. They had one of those ski jumps. You could watch a Euros doing the ski jumping coming on down the hill. A marshmallow fountain. All you have to do is sell out your own constituents, and they'll haul you out there, and they'll wine and dine you like, I believe there was an Osman there singing. Oh! Because nothing screams sell out your constituents more than an Osman singing in a chalet in Austria. That's by a loser. Oh, God. Tell me which part of my district I have to sacrifice, because that's all you have to do. I don't know what Mary Kiffmeyer's issues are. She just got some issues, man. She's got some real serious issues. And there comes a point where you can look at a politician and say, you're not the solution. You're the problem. Mary Kiffmeyer, you're the problem. We have money for secure elections, but you want to stop that. We have a serious opiate epidemic problem caused by the opioid manufacturers, and you vote against that bill. I don't know. Did someone drop a house on your sister or something? I don't know. We'll have to figure that out later. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.